to keep or not to keep. Tips on organizing important bills, records, and documents. That's coming up on This Land of Ours. When it comes to record keeping, whether we use hard copy filing methods like books, paper files, or file cabinets, or if we do it electronically, there is a best system approach to avoid the unnecessary clutter, lost documentation, and worry that comes with unorganized records. Karen Chan, a retired University of Illinois Extension expert, says it's best to break down all records down to three types of files, with number one being
your active file, the things that you're using on an ongoing basis. If you're still getting paper bills, that means that you need to have a file somewhere that each bill that's yet to be paid is stuck in that file. Adjacent to it may be the bills that were paid over the last couple of months. You should have a file in that active group for anything that's tax-related so that as the year goes along, you're collecting any tax-related documents in that file.
This also applies to e-records such as receipts and tax documents that go into your computer files.
The second group we would call inactive, which means that it used to be in the active file, but it's become old enough that I don't need ready access to it.
So at year's end, move paid bills or that year's income taxes to another location, like a storage box in the basement, away from the active record file.
Third kind of storage that you want for your records is called permanent storage. And these are things that you don't use on a regular basis, but they're things that you likely need to keep almost forever.
I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.